Welcome back to another episode of Those Millennials Podcast. I'll be your host again, Jarrell. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at JAY_real_88. You can follow the group at thosemillennials.com and follow our social media pages at Those Millennials on Instagram and Those Millennials on Twitter. I'm joined by my co-host. The crew is here, y'all. Everybody here today. So first, back from suspension yet again. Suspension number 5.
I think we're on number 6 at least.
Suspension number 5. Jojo, go ahead and plug your IG and Twitter.
What's up, y'all? Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Young Queen Joe and on Twitter at Jose Patrice.
Yeah, go make sure you follow Jojo, y'all. Kev, go ahead and plug your IG and Twitter.
Yo, you guys can follow me at K the Classic on Instagram and Twitter. Follow up, please.
He's a terrible follow. Nah, fucking with you. Jesse, go ahead and plug your IG and Twitter.
Yo, yo, what's good, y'all? You can find me at JRob13 on Twitter and JRob_13 on Instagram. First time I didn't forget my Twitter handle. Oh, let's go.
I'll add applause right here.
Jesse, you ever thought about making those the same? You like?
I mean, we could say the same thing for Joe, too.
If I did mine the same, like, I don't know which direction I want to go. Like, do I want to make it my Instagram to get, like, do I want to use my Instagram name or my Twitter? I haven't decided that yet.
Flip a coin. You know what? You're going way too deep.
No one cares.
They're going to follow me regardless, so it's all good.
Let's go.
Anyways.
Tap into your inner Kanye.
Today's podcast... We're getting close to summertime now. So, movie times, a lot of movie blockbuster movies coming out. So what we're going to talk about today is the state of the comedy in movies. You know, we grew up on a lot of comedies that came out over the summers and we have a lot of memories of funny movies that we grew up watching and we can watch today. But it's weird that we have to go back 20 years to watch a funny movie. You know, from years back that we still enjoy today, rather than, you know, have a consistent genre that's still going strong today. So my first question I'm going to pose on this podcast is the state of the comedy today. You know, we don't have the Fridays, the Lives, the Boomerangs, the Harlem Nights. Why do you think that is? Do you think comedy is completely dead from our generation? Will we get that level of comedy back again? I mean, right now it seems like the only comedy that seems to be pumped out right now is probably going to have Kevin Hart on the front of it. Yeah, or you know, so what are your overall thoughts on the state of, you know, the comedy genre in the movies overall? I'm going to start with you, Jesse.
Well, I think it's completely dead. Now, if you're talking about the black, I hate saying it like that.
I was just about to say that all the movies he named were just black comedies.
No, go ahead and say it like that.
All he said was black comedies. I want everybody to notice that he didn't say any other comedies.
I said it, like the way I said the black. That was weird.
No, you're good. I'm talking about the ones that Rel named. All he named was black comedies. Like, that's the only ones that exist.
Yeah, he named black comedies.
I mean, I'm not going to get technical. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, come on.
True. All right. Well, yeah, I know. I mean, I think generally, if you're thinking in that aspect, it's all about what's getting greenlit and what's, studios are taking chances on. I think for comedies, you got to have a strong following, a strong backing. And, you know, Kevin Hart has the biggest, and then Tiffany Haddish has a huge one now. And so she's getting more opportunities. So it's about fanfare right now. What your social media handles can do and building movie buzz off of that and your popularity off of that as well. So, yeah, I don't think it's dead. I think you just, you know, I think we probably are not getting them as frequent as we believe we got past movies. And a lot of movies nowadays, a lot of things comedy is suffering from is you can't be as offensive nowadays. So you can't say certain things, you can't make certain jokes, you're going to be offending people and you're going to cut off a certain genre or population of the world. So that is another thing where they have to navigate through that. And I think you're getting a lot more I guess, safer comedies is what I would say. But I loved Girls Trip, so that was a great movie. I think it's just taking their chances and taking giving people new faces chances and working on that. I think it's not necessarily dead, but yeah, you're not gonna find a movie without Kevin Hart's face on the front of it. Not a good comedy, and then the rest of them are just not well written. So I think that's what the struggle is right now, is the well-written and trying to navigate through today's climate in the world.
Yeah, what do you think on this subject?
I'm with Jesse. I also think that it's not necessarily dead. I just think, like, studios are being way more selective, like Jesse said. But also, I feel like they're also being more creative. I think I was just told you guys offline that the movie Cock Blockers filmed their movie with relatively low budget, and they did their movie in, you know, from what I read, from like less than 24 hours or 2 days or 48 hours. So, like, they're being more creative, you know, shortening their budget, doing stuff like that. I'm looking at a comedy right now that I'm kind of excited for. I think, I don't know if you guys are, but like Tag, I want to see Tag this year. Have you guys seen the trailer for Tag? No?
I've seen a teaser trailer, but not the real big trailer yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm interested in seeing that one. I don't know. I'm kind of the guy that kind of likes it, like, kind of over the top comedies like that, so I'm interested in seeing that. Well, do we count Deadpool as a comedy?
I think this whole purpose is a comedy.
I don't know.
I know it's not a comedy. Mm-hmm.
Why is it not a comedy?
It's like an action. Yeah,
because because it's not shot like one. It's shot like a superhero movie.
But it's a superhero. It's a parody.
Like Hancock. Like Hancock was technically a comedy, right? No.
Who saw that?
You never saw Hancock.
Tell me you three people who saw Hancock.
Oh my god.
Nick, give me names.
I've seen Hancock in theaters too.
I did too.
Well, there it is. The three people fucking saw Hancock.
The only reason I seen Hancock in theaters was because my cousin was an extra in it, and that's the only reason we went.
The reason why I didn't see the movie is when I found out the black Superman had a white kryptonite, so then I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it always goes back to that. But like, yeah, this not dead. I don't think comedies are dead in today's day and age. I just feel like
Deadpool's classified as a comedy. It is a comedy.
Yeah, but I say Deadpool is definitely a comedy. I don't know what he. Yeah, Rail got a book like a Stu Gatz.
I just don't. I mean, in my book, I just don't see Deadpool being a comedy. Like, when I think of something funny, I'm not gonna watch Deadpool.
It's categorized as a comedy.
How many movies do you go through before you get to Deadpool? If you want to laugh.
I don't know before I get to Deadpool.
I mean,
but
exactly. You go through a lot before you get to Deadpool.
It's definitely not like number one, like in my mind as a comedy.
Yes, I'm saying,
but I think
I'll watch it to laugh though. Which is the point.
If that's the comedy that we're getting today, then yeah, it's not only it's dead. We've buried this shit 12 feet under, and it's growing worms now. That's the comedy,
that's a big budget comedy.
It's not
they're not shooting it as a big budget comedy.
Okay, we're just gonna go back and forth because I disagree with everything you're saying about that.
So you mean to tell me that they're shooting Deadpool in mind as if for it to be strictly just a comedy? Like, oh, they want just people to laugh at this, or they want to enjoy Deadpool and the character and the fact that it was.
I think it's 70% of that is comedy. It's making fun of everything superhero.
Yes.
Like in the superhero world, it's
like to me, Kick-Ass is more of a comedy than Deadpool.
Oh, if you're saying Kick-Ass is more than a comedy than Deadpool, exactly. When's the last time you watched Deadpool?
Then? Exactly.
That's my question.
Exactly. He probably has never seen Deadpool.
But I'm talking about but how you're portraying it is that they're spoofing it, and what Kick-Ass is just a spoof of being a superhero.
I don't know.
I don't.
Because you're telling me Deadpool is being spoofed. He's just spoofing off of everything, but they actually have a story. Kick-Ass was just a spoof.
Deadpool is funny because he breaks down the third wall like the whole time he's talking to the audience. The fourth wall, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's talking to us. That's why it's a comedy. One of the main reasons why it's
a comedy. Go back to the origins of Deadpool. Deadpool is a comedy comic book.
Yes.
It's not even like it's making fun of everything that is a superhero movie. It's based on mostly just jokes. So I don't know how it's not considered a comedy. I know you're saying it was shot in a superhero style, but it's shot that way to make fun of that. That's what the whole basis of it is. So I don't know.
Let me get JoJo right here. JoJo, what are your thoughts on this?
On Deadpool being one?
Or just in general? just
comedies in general.
Today's
bad or Deadpool.
And or Deadpool. I think that comedies definitely have changed a lot, even since when growing up and watching comedies, even just younger, just like knowing that it's like genuinely funny and not like, I don't know. I feel like now everybody's kind of hesitant on being as open as they were. I feel like comedies kind of, not back in the day, but when we were younger, seemed to have like less of a filter in a way, because it wasn't like everybody was like would get upset about stuff so easily. Now I feel like people just get upset about shit all the time and can't even enjoy like a comedy movie because they're like, oh, this is that, this is this, and they meant this and blah blah blah. And I feel like now it's just like most comedies that are actually like labeled comedies, half of them don't even feel like comedies. I was telling you guys this earlier offline, how like I was looking at lists of like what people have like rated top comedies like in the past 20 years. And some of them that were on the list, I'm like, I didn't even know this was classified as a comedy because I didn't think it was funny at all. I was like, but I don't know. I just really feel like the climate's changed for sure on it. I think it's harder to find a really good comedy now than it was even just 10 years ago. And I also don't know I guess Deadpool would be a comedy.
I mean, do you think that today's society can handle that kind of comedy again? Or is it just that they're going to have to adjust to it and this is where the way it's going to be?
This is going to sound probably terrible the way it's going to, if I say it. I'm trying to think of a way to word this better, but I think Black America would be fine. I don't know about white America dealing with it. I think they'll probably have issues with type of comedy that I've been used to. I just think right now everything's kind of like everything in the society right now is very tense. So I'm just hoping something comes back that kind of lightens some things up, but does it in a respectful way. But I mean, a lot of the comedies from back in the day, or even stand-ups from back in the day, they're not really sensitive to what's really happening. It's kind of just like, it is what it is, and this is what it is. But I don't know. I think it can. I hope it does, because I think that was when the best comedies were happening. Right now, it's like, it's not a time for comedy movies. It's like, oh, it's cool. It's all right. But there's a lot of them that kind of just fade off into the distance. They're good, like, the first two times you see them, but there's not any that you'll watch over and over and over again.
So that's right another now, part. I'm sorry. That's another part that we didn't discuss, because we were just talking about movies, but it's been kind of a little renaissance in the last 3 or 5 years, because with the growing of Netflix and all these comedy specials that they keep dropping on us, that maybe we didn't notice that comedy movies aren't such a big thing because we actually get really good comedy specials, you know?
We get some kind of good comedy special. Too. Some. I mean, I see your point. But it's still hit or miss on those. I mean, but I will say there is a platform. There is an out for people who to have original content, yep. And it is and it is a way to go. If you go through Netflix, more power to you. They printing money over there, y'all. Go get you an original, all right? So go get you one of them originals, all right?
They
so
won't, they won't be printing money when Disney take all that Disney movies off of Netflix, but go ahead.
I mean, they'll still be pretty good, but I'm just saying.
Netflix has been kind of popping lately. A lot of the stuff I've been watching on Netflix is like Netflix really original good. Series stuff.
Really good, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I mean, I think that is a good point Kev brings up. Any final thoughts on the opening of just the state of comedy movies before we move on?
Yeah, it's not dead.
I think it is dead. I think it's completely dead. Like I said,
I think it's completely dead.
I think because of the evolution.
Jumanji just how much money did Jumanji make? I still haven't seen Jumanji.
Did you watch Jumanji?
I didn't watch it. But okay,
okay,
it made...
okay. Let me be clear on this. It can make a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. It can make a lot of money. But is it aesthetically funny though? Like it's Kevin Hart right now. Is the king of comedy right now? If you look at everything that's on a TV screen, do you find most of Kevin Hart's movies funny?
Yes.
I'm Kevin Hart out, but I can see how other people find him funny. I'm like, I'm not.
Kevin Hart only has one funny movie, and that's the first Why Did I Get Married?
That one actually was really good.
Beyond that, he lost me with the movie with Will Ferrell, which was just a waste of time.
Get Hard? I like Get Hard.
That was a waste of time.
Like really, Kev?
You like Get Hard?
Get Hard was funny.
Yeah.
Get Hard was funny.
We might have to do this pod, baby. This pod, baby, cut short on that one.
How am I the one that's always getting suspended and Kev's always talking some outlandish shit?
I'm standing by Get Hard. Get Hard was funny.
Kevin Hart.
I know it was not
Kevin close. Hart made Get Hard.
But I mean, but
Kevin Hart wasn't the, like, Will Ferrell made Get Hard funny. Like, I'm not saying Kevin Hart was
pretty funny.
And usually I haven't seen it.
I figured it was a weird ass movie and I didn't really want to see it.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing I will say I'll say this about comedies. I think it's in a transition where it's, you know, you usually have this group that makes great comedies. You know, recently, the most recent group that I could think of that was making great comedies was Seth Rogen and his crew.
Yep.
Before and Seth Jed Rogen,
Apatow.
You had Will Ferrell and his crew. You had Eddie Murphy and his crew. So right now you got, you know, Kevin Hart and his crew.
Adam Sandler was doing this thing early in the 2000s. Too early.
Adam Sandler had
everything after Big Daddy can go though.
I'm just saying in general.
Except for Funny People. Funny People's amazing. And Hog Wild.
I don't even consider that a comedy.
Funny it's People. Like, well, Eminem and Eminem made it funny at the end. That's the only reason why I even laughed at Funny People. I just thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, I was like, I consider it more.
Grown Ups 1 was funny too. Not 2. 1 was funny. No?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Wow.
Sounded like stupid to me.
Thank you, JoJo.
Wow.
Well, okay, but back to Kevin Hart. Other than the ride-alongs, what has he really done that movie-wise?
I don't think he really has. I think it's just all hype. All they do is pair him with a white comedian and see what happens.
True.
Like
That's true.
That's all it is.
Yeah. It's not even a white comedian. They just pair him with another big name.
You know what his funniest movie he was in, but it wasn't even in the movie, like, all the way. It was just a cameo when he was in 40-year-old version.
That was good actually. Let's start these throwbacks.
So we're gonna get into the transition of the one of our favorite segments is when we talk about and reminisce about the times when we were growing up. So right now we're gonna throw y'all some movies y'all may have heard of, y'all may not have, some just to get on your playlist to watch up and coming. So we're going to throw some movies out. Who want to start off? Jesse, you want to start?
Yeah, let's just go with 40-year-old version.
40-year-old version, man.
Oh, man. Talk about that classic. That movie is a classic. When he called, one of my favorite moments is when he calls the dude the dude when he has the erectile dysfunction dude, because and he was like, yeah, you said the call if it's harder than longer than 4 hours, and then he's like, so how many of the pills did you take? And he said none.
That possibly was one of my favorite scenes of that movie.
And then when he's trying to take a piss with his dick all hard, and then he's like, I was like,
anybody that's like I'm a huge, I'm sure I know Jesse is too, a huge Office fan. Like, we would love watching the movie, the show Office. Steve Carell, man, just he's kind of tailed off now, but like when he first like started seriously doing movies, he's always been funny to me, man.
This was his
coming out party. This was his biggest coming out. This was his coming out party for this one. Absolutely.
Or what? I mean, you guys used to do this. You and Rael. You want to know how I know you're gay?
That was, man. And then just the part where him and Seth Rogen, where he was like, when he gave him the box of porn and he was trying to give it back to him, and he was like, no, Andy, I do not want to take your big box of porn. He was yelling out.
That part had me crying. Question is, why did he have to set the mood to smack off, though? I just never understood, why you had to light candles and all that shit.
You never had the first time you did it, you never had to set the mood?
I never said candles. No.
Oh, okay.
What have you been doing, bro?
You didn't light an incense. None of that.
All I did was lock.
I'm not gonna front. Summer of 06. I was burning Black Love. I'm not gonna front. Wow. Full disclosure. Wow. Summer of 2006. I was burning Black Love. I'm not gonna front. That was my shit. God. The summer of 06. My girlfriend. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm honest with the people.
Shout out to Papoose. God damn.
Wow, he's so stupid. Yeah, don't act like you never burned Black Love. Don't act like you never burned Black Love before.
I've never burned Black Love, man. I can tell you.
You've never burned Black Love.
Never.
All right, JoJo. Go ahead with your movie. Go ahead with your movie. You know where this motherfucker tell me he's never burned Black Love.
I've never burned Black Love.
I've burned incense if you've never burned Black Love.
I burned.
It's like the Michael Jordan incense.
No, it's not. I burned butt naked.
Michael Jordan? What?
It's quite frankly the best incense in the world. I'm not even pushing you. Like it's scientifically the best incense in the world. All right.
Scientifically.
Yeah.
Where are the facts?
Yeah. Show me the Carfax.
We got thrown off. But yeah, so what was your favorite comedy growing up that you remember?
One that I can watch over and over and over again and literally not get tired of is Step Brothers.
Okay.
I can watch Step Brothers.
Genius.
To the day I die. I just think there's so many lines in that movie, like, that are epic. The cat
and wine mixer?
Like, it's literally so perfect. And then it's just, like, the dynamic of it, and they, like, play off each other so well, and then they actually do become friends. It gets even better, because they're not talking shit to each other anymore, but they're still hilarious. And there's just so many, like, lines.
What are you talking about?
That is possibly the best scene, is when he's getting buried alive, and he's I'm still alive.
Not to go on a little tangent, is that Will Ferrell's funniest movie?
No, hell no.
Besides Anchorman.
No, because Talladega Nights was better.
No.
What was? Okay.
So, Talladega Nights was better than Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about better than Step Brothers. No.
I used to think Talladega Nights was better.
If you're not first, you're last. Ricky Bobby.
Step Brothers has the more longevity.
Yeah, Step Brothers has the most longevity.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it does.
Watch Talladega Nights tomorrow. And you would tell me that shit is 10 times funnier than Step Brothers.
It was at first, but Step Brothers, it lasts the test of time, man. Over time, I was like, Step Brothers, when he rubs his balls on his drum set.
Go ahead, just go up, bro. Better
scene. When he puts his balls on the drum set, or when he finds out that he's not paralyzed.
we find out he's not paralyzed. Actually,
that was pretty good.
Will Ferrell gave us gems this whole time.
But I'd say getting buried alive was more funny than both of those scenes.
Okay, so
getting buried alive.
All right, I pulled up his movie list. So is what do you guys think of the other guys? No, boo.
Okay, I'm
the first 15 minutes is hilarious.
The other guys is a guilty pleasure of mine. Okay. The other guys is my guilty pleasure. So
okay,
honestly, that's a really funny movie. Yeah, that's a really funny movie.
Now that I'm looking at this, you know, okay, so my probably favorite Will Ferrell comedy that's probably not Anchorman is probably Elf.
Elf is good.
Elf is good, but it's honestly only good around Christmas. Like, you can't watch that any other time.
I mean, if you watch that on a Monday, you're a weirdo, bro.
He's not starring in this movie, but Old School is really good.
Old School, yeah.
Yeah.
That was really good.
What about Semi-Pro?
Semi-Pro is
not that funny. Nah. Not funny at all.
No, it was all right.
Crazy. It was all right. I was cool without Semi-Pro. We didn't need that one, Will Ferrell.
Blades of Glory.
No, we didn't need Blades of Glory.
No, I didn't need Blades of Glory either.
I actually went to the theater to watch that one, too.
Right. That one kind of freaked me out, to be honest.
Throwback Will Ferrell, Night at the Roxbury. Yeah, remember the Night of the Roxbury? I just remember the head thing they did when they was driving the car. And they was bumping the head to the side. I just remember that from Night of the Roxbury.
Night of the Roxbury is pretty good.
I know one he was super fun. This is my last one. He's not the star of this one, but his character that he played, the villain in Ladies Man, is fucking perfect. When he's the gay wrestler dude. Yeah. That is so fucking funny.
I didn't watch that movie.
You've never seen Ladies Man?
No, I didn't watch Ladies Man. Oh my God.
You're not missing much. He was good in Zoolander.
You're not missing Leon Phelps? Come on, man. My man Leon Phelps, the Ladies Man?
I watched parts of Ladies Man. I never watched the whole thing in action. Wow.
Okay.
Jesse, if you watch parts of Ladies Man, you've seen all of Ladies Man.
Nah, don't listen to
him. I will say the dude that plays Leon Phelps is a fucking hilarious dude. He is a very great comedy actor.
During the summertime, you got an hour and a half. It's an hour and a half. Just watch
it. I've seen all the funny parts.
Jesse, during the summertime, if you got an hour and a half, go feed some birds first. If you got time, then get around to this
one. I'm going
to
read a book, man.
Okay. Or go read the paper on a Sunday or some shit like that, and then come back, and then if you have it, and then you watch that movie.
It got Hillary in there too as the love interest. Come on, man. That's the
only.
That's the only movie I've seen Hillary in.
It will be.
Back to Step Brothers though.
Mm-hmm. Step Brothers is perfect.
Okay, can I name one of my movies right now?
No, I'm not done.
She said I'm not done.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I'm gonna take it back. This is one of the movie genres that I wish had kind of lasted a little bit longer. But the original Scary Movie, that shit was funny to me.
Yes.
Like I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
when
like
did it
just
stop being funny though.
It's gonna age well, and I'm so mad about Scary Movie 5 that they have to, you know, have the same title as Scary Movie 1 and 2. That is just it's ridiculous that they continue that series and tarnish that series so much and made it a complete joke after the first two movies. But Scary Movie 1 was possibly when the dude said we reporting from Black TV.
White folks are dead. We get the fuck out of here. Stupid. Oh my God! Of course that was.
My gosh! Oh, and then when the dude, mind you, Scream was low key kind of scary to me because people used to actually try to do shit like that around my neighborhood. They used to try to like dress up and scary. So when the dude had the Scream mask on and then he hit the bong and the Scream mask changed.
Oh,
To like to him with like a stoner face, and he was doing the Wazab shit. Oh man, and not to take away anything from Scary Movie 2, which was equally as funny.
Sean playing the gay guy too through the whole movie was gay, like trying to hide being gay. That part was funny as hell to me too. He was like,
tucked in or
tucked out? Yeah, hey yo, dog, does this shirt make me look gay? Nah, man. And then he flipped his top, the bottom of his shirt over his shirt to make it look like a blouse. And then he said, how about now? He said, nah, man. Nah, you good. That movie, man. They got so many just like one-liners like that.
The Scary Movie 1 and 2, when those right there still gave me hope as far as comedy. Like, especially number 2, especially the dude with the little hand.
When they... So 2000 was the last time you had hope for comedy? That's how old this movie is.
Man, I mean, it's been glim since. Wow. It's been glim. I mean,
bro, you've been here before, man. I'll say that. You've been here before.
I mean, but Scary Movie 1 and 2, so that those are two on my list that really were some two of the, you know, movies I used to watch all the time. So, Kev, you want to give a movie of yours?
I'm going to bring one of my favorites. Jesse kind of talked about like the Seth Rogen movies that they always, the same group used to come together and make. Forgetting Sarah Marshall is one of my favorite comedies, man.
Even though that's not really like the Seth Rogen team.
Well, it kind of is, right? Well, it has Jonah Hill, Bill Hader.
They come from that.
Yeah, just tree, he's not in it. It comes from the tree. Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, that's what I meant, kind of. Yeah. But.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I mean, besides it having, like, growing up, I always had the biggest crush on Kristen Bell because of Veronica Mars.
Oh, my gosh.
I always got to do that.
So bad.
Wait, what's wrong with Veronica Mars?
God.
Kev, who besides you and Veronica Mars herself watched Veronica Mars?
They made a movie to Veronica Mars.
No, I'm not saying it ain't a popular show. I'm saying, Kev, did you like every blonde white girl on TV?
Now I gotta think about it.
Oh.
Kev just discovered a flavor.
I'd have to think about that, man, but... Yeah, but anyway, I'm moving on. Mila Kunis, I had the biggest crush on Mila Kunis because of that 70s show. And, you know, obviously Paul Rudd, Jonah Hill, Bill Hader was in this movie too. Russell Brand. This was when Russell Brand was funny. Remember when people thought Russell Brand was really funny? This was
just... When was that?
People thought Russell Brand was funny. Nobody thought Russell Brand was funny.
Who in the fuck thought Russell Brand was funny?
Oh, my God.
Were forcing Russell Brand down our throat.
Yeah, they were. That's what I'm saying. But Russell Brand was funny in this movie.
He got exposed when he tried to host the VMAs.
Yeah, he did.
I said, whoa.
I agree with that.
You ain't funny at all, bro. You actually need a new line of work.
I agree.
But comedy ain't the one for you.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall is like one of those classics. I can pop it in, and anytime I want to laugh, it just brings me back to that time when it came out. Because I don't know, like it's like I said, it's maybe it's just because it's relatable to me. Because I hate Jason Segel too. I don't know if you guys do. I'm not a fan of
really.
This. Hey, you watch your fucking mouth. He has one of the funniest shows ever.
Not super a fan of Jason Segel. But this
he movie, likes getting naked.
Yes, he really does. He likes.
Yeah, that's really weird. It's like I don't understand why he has this infatuation of pulling his dick out in front of everybody.
I got a surprise for you, and he did the little helicopter thing, slapping against his thighs. You can hear it too, which is crazy. Like you could actually, they kept the sound effects in him in where he just hit it across his thighs.
But. First off, we all know he's not that meaty to be smacking soft that far.
Wow!
Oh my God!
Smacking soft that far. Wow.
Wow.
Another one of my favorites, American Pie. I like these kind of comedies. American Pie, the first one. Why are you...
Right. I really didn't like American Pie
What's
at all.
What's wrong with American Pie?
I really hated it. I don't know. I don't know. There's just, like, I'm really weird about comedies. Like, they have to act... Like, to me, American Pie wasn't genuinely funny. It was just, like, stupid. Like...
That's the comedies I like.
See, I don't like ones. Like, I only like, there's a few that I can tolerate, but American Pie was not one of them I could deal with. Like, well, I think I watched it two times.
That's the comedies that Will Ferrell do. They're stupid comedies. They're like, those kind of comedies.
Yeah, but he's actually
they're in that same
kind of
genre. Yeah.
Zebra Will Ferrell's talented, but
I enjoyed the American Pies, Shannon Elizabeth, all the other I can't remember any of the other guys in the American Pie, but Stifler, come on, you guys don't like Stifler? Come on,
Stifler,
man.
Was funny. Okay, I'm not gonna front, Kev. My only issue with American Pie is that it played into every typical, you know,
Here it comes. What you want to say. Say what you really want to say, real.
Okay. Hey, Kev, don't pressure me. I'll say what the fuck I want to say. It all because these teenage, horny ass white people, I didn't find it funny. So, you wanted me to say it, you got it.
There it is.
I mean, I liked American Pie, but I think I liked it because of the naked girl in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Shannon Elizabeth.
12.
I'll be honest with you. Full disclosure, I didn't fully watch American Pie till I was 25. Okay. I only watched certain scenes between the ages of 17 and 18. Yeah. That was it. Like, I didn't really.
Oh my god.
I feel like I'm learning too much about you guys
on this podcast today.
That's because real TV is only black and white. Literally black and white.
Oh.
Wow. Going there.
It's cool. It's gonna be my last pod today, y'all. So follow me at JAY_real_88 and look out for a real talk coming out real soon.
Okay. But I'm done, man. You guys are just trying to kill American Pie. But
because it wasn't funny. I mean,
it wasn't funny, but they made four movies and like four other
because
spin-offs
it was
of it.
Popular. Because it was. Jarrell said
it's
why.
Just money.
Jarrell said exactly why it did that.
Jarrell's. Like, no, don't get me. Anyway, let's move on before I say what I got to say about real.
Oh, okay. Just want to let y'all know, y'all can follow me at Instagram and Twitter at JAY_real_88. You can follow me at all platforms that way. You don't have to be subject to that. You can follow me there and get your real talk there. Real facts.
I guess I'll just throw out my next movie, please. Which is, I would be extremely disrespectful to the world of comedy if I didn't say this movie, but Coming to America, classic movie, funny as hell.
Top three greatest comedy of all time.
Eddie Murphy did his thing, played seven different characters, and for some reason he was... they said that was a bad thing, but he killed him in all characters. It was funny. Great storyline. I can't even say much more about it, except probably what was one of my favorite scenes is the barbershop when he's talking about when he met Joe Louis. And that one, when he met Martin Luther King. Is it Martin Luther King? You ain't never met the King. I met the King.
Man, you ain't never met no Frank Sinatra. Man, fuck you. Who's next?
Who's next? Yeah. That was hilarious.
I like when they went on the blind dates.
Oh man! I can recite that whole thing. So y'all better just don't let me do that right now.
Okay. Okay. Let me ask this: Eddie Murphy's funniest movie?
For me, yes. I mean, probably there is something funnier. Or people consider probably more like higher respected, but yeah, I love that movie.
Just when he did the sexual chocolate alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see the children.
McDowell's. They got the McDowell's. Golden Arches. We got the Golden Arches. Yeah. And that was Samuel Jackson's breakout movie, right?
Yeah, it was. That's a crazy movie. Yep.
Who the fuck is this nigga? Or he said this clown.
Oh man, when he whipped his ass inside of McDowell's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, That is so. Anybody, so Kev, you say is that you think that's his funniest Eddie Murphy's funniest movie?
I think that's the safest bet. I mean, if you're not counting his stand-ups, but yeah.
I'm talking about actual movies.
I mean, they're counted as his stand-ups are counted as movies, bro. But
I mean, no, I mean like like portrayed, shot, and directed like with characters, not stand up.
Okay, then I'm leaning towards it pretty much. Yeah.
Remember you can follow me at Instagram and Twitter.
Jay. I mean, life is really funny too, man. That's what I'm thinking. Like, life is really funny.
It's a three-way tie for Eddie Murphy. It's between that movie
and Harlem Nights.
I think it's a three-way tie. Harlem Nights is slept on. 88.
Harlem Nights is funny, but it's not. It shouldn't be in the stratosphere. Shouldn't be in the same stratosphere as those movies.
You had Red Fox and Eddie Murphy on the same movie with Richard Pryor.
I get you, but it shouldn't be in the same stratosphere.
It's just the pioneers.
But it was, I think we are more caught up in, it had all those actors and all those comedians in it, but they didn't really deliver on the funny. It had very funny moments, but it wasn't like, they delivered a great movie.
I don't know what movie y'all watched.
It was a funny movie.
See, I don't know what movie you watch. You stupid.
I don't know what movie y'all watched. It different one. Y'all watched the one
that first and foremost. Richard Pryor's character wasn't even a comedic character.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to be funny. But he was the old character. Yeah, he was serious. Yeah, they made Richard Pryor all serious. Well, I mean, which kind of worked. The only thing like he really said funny when he was talking about when he was talking to the champ when the champ had the little stutter and
that's
shit.
What I'm saying. That there was subtlety in his comedy. Sure, Richard Pryor was always over the top, so he was subtle.
Yeah,
and
played
a whole new character in this role where he was.
They tried to
subdued.
Switch it up. They tried to it switch was good. It up. And they switched it up with all of those guys. Like, even Eddie Murphy's character wasn't.
Because look at his character on Stir Crazy. I mean, I'll go back that far. Back in 78, when him and Gene Wilder were shooting a movie, Richard Pryor was always over the top. So this movie, he was subtle. And he said himself, he's like, I wanted to be, you know, make more people laugh on my facial expressions and be that guy and be reserved.
Yeah, and I respect that. And that's always great. I'm just saying, like, you're making it seem like it was just one of them.
Yeah, like it was bust your gut. I got a hot take. I'm looking at Eddie Murphy's movie list. I got a hot take. I think Trading Places is funnier than Harlem Nights for me.
Ooh. Fuck you, Kevin. Fuck you. And I'm going to say it on the pod. You can bleep it out if you want, but fuck you, Kevin.
I like Trading Places.
I don't mean to cuss your name like that, but you know how I feel about don't say that on the podcast. We got to talk after. We're going to talk after the podcast. I don't mean to curse your name like that, but we're gonna curse. We're gonna talk after this podcast.
I think Eddie Murphy's character in Trading Places was more funny than his character, Quick in what you call him in Harlem Nights.
Mm. I mean,
somebody give me another movie.
I think what suffered in Harlem Nights is. I think it was too many cooks in the kitchen and creating it. Like, they had the idea of portraying these comedic
It's possibly one of the greatest comedies ever. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to tell you where it suffered at. I'm not saying it's not funny. I'm trying to tell you where it suffered at.
I don't even see how you can say the movie suffered.
Bro, you are looking at it in blind eyes.
Clearly. I don't know what this man, he's been here before.
You are looking through Stephen Wonder's sunglasses.
Man.
Okay. Well, we all know where I'm going after this.
Harlem Nights has a 27 on Rotten Tomatoes. Not that that matters, and not that's the end-all, be-all, but it has a 27 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Don't do that, Kev. Because you never like what I'm about to say. Don't do that.
All those white people that voted on it? Yeah, I know you.
I mean,
and Trading Places had 86 on. Come on, man, watch out!
Come on, Kev, don't bring it up, Kev.
You know why Trading Places had 86%? Hey, you know he won that. Kev, here's my thing. I'm gonna explain to you why Trading Places had 86% and why Harlem Nights had 11%. Do you want to know why?
It doesn't have to do with Caucasian people.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
It doesn't have to do with Caucasians.
It has to, I'm sure.
Anyways, somebody throw out another movie. I'm all right. I got to start drinking.
So you're not going to tell us?
Wow.
No, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to leave it to Kev to figure it out.
Because... Hey, Kev, look up Coming to America. Coming to America got like a 40 on Rotten Tomatoes. Don't do that. Don't ever bring up Rotten Tomatoes.
No, it has a 68, but whoever has a 68.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Exactly. No, I'm calling
anything less than 100% for Coming to America, somebody ought to be.
I'm with you. I'm calling them idiots.
But so Harlem Nights is as cool as that. That's accurate. 11% on Rotten Tomatoes. Harlem Nights.
I don't think I said 11%. That's where we're going. I don't think I said 11%. But let me see what it was when I said 27%.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, you might as well said 11. You might as well said 11. All right, let's keep going. Let's switch on. I'm gonna throw another one of my favorite movies.
The 90s out there. Wow, they gave Nutty Professor better than Harlem Nights.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
I threw my fucking
even though I love Nutty Professor.
Nutty Professor's funny. Nutty Professor. Yeah.
You want to know why
Nutty Professor's all spandex.
I feel like all I've done on today's pod is just laugh. This is crazy.
Let's play this game. What? Put in the movie Bowfinger and compare it to Hollow Knight.
Shout out to Bowfinger.
Tell me to run tomatoes and Bowfinger compared to Hollow Knight right now.
I'll tell you.
And remember,
tell me why Bowfinger's 81%.
Yeah, exactly. You want to know why it's 81, Kev? Tell me. Just explain to me the cast of Bowfinger, Kev, and why it's an 81. Bowfinger was terrible.
I don't even want to do this podcast.
Put in Norbit. Put in Norbit.
I'm going to click on Pluto Nash.
Don't do it.
This was correct if they gave Pluto Nash a 4.
Put it in Norbit.
Oh my God.
I don't even want to do this podcast, y'all.
This is fun.
It's hilarious.
This is fun.
I feel like we have to end up doing a podcast just comparing Rotten Tomatoes.
Shout out to Rotten Tomatoes. They gave it a 9. They gave it a 9.
Oh, wow.
Oh wow, that high, huh?
Remember Harlem Nights is still at 11%.
No, 27%. So, relax.
Nah, you might as well say no. It's 11.
We keep it at 11. 11.
Beverly Hills Cop is 84.
Beverly Hills Cop is a damn good movie though.
It should be.
Yeah. What's Beverly Hills Cop 3 though?
Hey, Beverly Hills Cop 3 is the shit. Wonder World. Come on, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, of course, Kev. Of course, Kev likes a Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Kev, so I'm going to ask you this next question. You mean to tell me Beverly Hills Cop 3 is better than 1?
No.
Okay.
Don't disrespect.
I wouldn't do that. I enjoyed Beverly Hills Cop 3, though. I did.
Okay. All right.
Beverly Hills Cop 3 is terrible. Bro, get the next movie, please.
Okay, let me... I'm going to just throw it to the... Tower I'm going to do two movies. I'm going to do Friday... I think that aesthetically is just going to last.
Classic.
Oh, Meet Dave.
Over the time. And Money Talks with Chris Tucker. That movie was pretty funny.
We didn't even bring up Rush Hour. Watched...
Which one?
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour? Ooh.
I was going to say that. Thanks, Kev. Why don't you just let Ralph finish talking? Damn.
Hey, man. Yeah, but your players mess up.
But yeah, Money Talks. Y'all remember Money Talks?
That's a good one, especially
remember that scene when Faison Love was when they were in the jail cell together.
Oh man,
and he was like, how did he grab you like this?
Hey man, fuck Faison Love now, man. Faison Love used to be cool. Fuck him now though.
Hey, Faison Love, I just saw that they wrote the script for Three Strikes 2.
Faison Love's the only fat black nigga that I know that's looked the same for 30, 40 years, man. It's the same weight, same. He hasn't changed shit.
You know, it's crazy because we lost Ruben Studdard, but we gained Faison Love.
Wait, when did Ruben Studdard die?
Wow. He just killed Ruben Studdard for no reason.
Now his career is just dead.
Ruben Studdard just got hit with a straight shot out of nowhere.
This fat ass ain't doing shit right now, but eating somewhere. He ain't doing nothing but at the Waffle House. Get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
Rufus Thurman. Honestly, Rufus Thurman, I'm glad you're getting this much plug. Really those Millennials podcast just shouted you out. Hashtag real facts.
I just like how you said we dropped, we lost Ruben Sutter and got him. Like, he was here before Ruben Sutter.
Right, exactly. Come on, man. Faison Love's greatest role was it Friday or Three Strikes, where he didn't do anything.
Oh, man. It might be. I might give him Friday. No, I might give him Three Strikes.
Three Strikes, he's really good.
That's why I don't understand why we actually go to Faison Love for, like, why does anybody give a fuck about what Faison Love thinks? Like you've been an extra in Hood nigga movies. Like, how you were extra in Three Strikes? Like, you were an extra in one of the I Got the Hookup movies.
People don't know what we're referring to. We're talking about the Breakfast Club interview with Faison Love where he said that Dave Chappelle wasn't funny and he's not a legend and all this other shit about Dave Chappelle.
Terrible.
But yeah, but... So
clearly, anybody
got any more other movies we can add to this before we land this plane?
I wanted to throw a shout out Blue Streak. Blue Streak is
Shout out to man. Blue Streak is funny, man. Put your hand on the chicken or beef.
Chicken. Okay. Martin Lawrence funny. What's cool. Martin Lawrence funny?
Cool is good. Ooh.
Ooh. Bad Boys 1.
Nah, I can't even
actually,
say that.
Actually, Bad Boys 2, because it had to be a comedy.
Watch out. We're not about to do this. Anytime you want to take a shot at Bad Boys, I'm not allowing this. Watch out.
Okay, anyways, let me go back to Blue Streak. I will say Dave Chappelle killed it in that. When he's like, show him the move with your little death strike. He went, stop!
Yeah. Oh, man, Dave Chappelle was so funny in there.
That's what he dropped the
low key. I'll be honest with you, I got a hot spicy hot take too. Martin Lawrence movie comedy career.
Ooh.
It's a little sketch.
What do you guys think they gave Blue Streak on Rotten Tomatoes?
On what? Blue Streak? Why are you doing this?
70%. 70%.
Nah, they gave it a 36, bro.
Oh my god. See? They disrespect you. You know why they're doing this, Kev. I don't even know why you just... Like, seriously.
It's ridiculous.
Because I think it's funny.
I think it's funny.
Okay. Before we go, I want to end on this question. Best hood comedy you saw?
That's
Joe. Three Strikes, I Got the Hookup.
Oh, don't be a man of society. Why are you drinking your juice in the hood?
Is that a hood?
That's a hood. I don't think that's a hood movie.
That's not a hood movie?
We didn't mention that movie, right?
Why wouldn't it be a hood movie?
Low key, it would be. Yeah, you're right, Kevin.
Yeah, I guess it is. I'm partial on that movie, actually. I think it's okay.
Why is it okay?
It's just one of those movies that really irritates me. All of it does is just irritate me. It really irritates me that the fucking title is so goddamn long, first of all.
I'll give you that.
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
I think it's funny. I do think it's funny, but I can only watch it like every now and then. It's not something I can watch like over and over because it'll just like get on my nerves. But it's not terrible.
32% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Thanks, Kev.
Thank you for that insight.
Is ATL considered a hood classic?
Ooh. I mean, hood movie? It has to be.
Yes.
It should be.
Why do they call you new? Because I'm all the new.
What about Hot Boys?
Nah, man.
We're
cool. Hot Boys is hilarious.
I like Hot Boys.
Yeah, that shit's funny. That shit's funny to me. The fact that they shot that shit. anything else? Any other movie? I mean, like, mind you, let me throw this out there. This is not like, we're just not ranking them. We're just throwing out movies that came off top of our head.
We didn't bring up The Wash? Okay. Nobody messed with The Wash?
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what
I'm doing. What's wrong with the wash?
When was the wash funny?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Eminem was pretty hilarious.
In this spot, no way.
Eminem was pretty hilarious.
The wash wasn't funny.
White men can't jump. That was pretty funny.
Yes, white men.
That is a funny. Is that considered a hood movie?
I call that a basketball.
Kind of.
That's a basketball.
It kind of could be.
I'll give it that. I mean, if ATL is, then yeah.
Anybody got any last honorable mentions? I'm gonna throw White Chicks out there as an honorable mention.
How to be a player with Bill Bellamy.
How to be a player? Yep.
How to be a player with Bill Bellamy? Players Club.
Anybody got any Players Club?
Players Club is not a comedy.
Players Club, it's a tragedy. Is it considered a tragedy? If it's not considered a comedy, what is it considered, Jesse? Enlighten me. Let me know.
You know what? Now I think about it, it is.
The fact that Jesse questioned it, just how Jesse questioned it.
Bernie Mac, Jamie Foxx, come on, man. Watch out.
Shout out to Barbershop.
Jamie Foxx was in 10 minutes of the movie.
Shouts out to Barbershop. Shouts out to Boomerang, House Party.
House Party 2.
The Wood. Shouts out to just all comedy. We were just naming movies that we seen recently or just that came to mind. These are some of our favorite comedies. So,
would you call it Sandlot comedy?
I mean, we met.
Yeah.
Life is one of my favorite comedies ever. Like, I just watched that on Saturday.
Oh yeah. Life is up there. Life is probably in my top three favorite comedies. That's what I'm saying. Eddie Murphy got two of my top three. That's why this whole Trading Places bullshit that Kev talking about. We're really gonna have a conversation about this whole Trading Places because you're not really appreciating the Trading Places, man.
Especially the little nod that they did to Trading Places, you know, the little cameo they had in Coming to America too. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in life you tell them about the gun line, boss. Gun line?
No, Ray's boom boom room.
Ain't nobody give a damn about your boom boom room, man.
Go watch Life, y'all. If you haven't seen Life, dog, it's probably one of the funniest movies you're sleeping on.
It's one of the most. I mean, look, Friday is is the most quoted movie, Life is up there in quotes, man. People quote the shit out of Life.
Well, all right, I'm gonna wrap it up now. So I'm gonna go ahead and land this podcast right now. Kev. Any final thoughts? And after that, we can go ahead and plug your IG and Twitter.
I'm rolling with Trading Places still. But you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Kay the Classic. Follow up.
JoJo, go ahead and plug your IG and Twitter.
You guys can follow me on Instagram at Young Queen Joe and on Twitter at Jose Patrice.
Jess, go ahead and plug your IG and Twitter for the people.
As you guys can see with Kev's comedy choices, he's not a good follow on Instagram.
I'm American Pie. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall's good. American Pie is
trash. Oh, I would say This Is the End.
This is the end. We didn't bring up This Is the End. We didn't bring
anything with Craig Robinson's in it. I'm gonna at least try to like it, and then once I don't, I'm gonna try to watch it again.
Is Craig Robinson your
surprising that nobody mentioned Pineapple Express? But
I was just about to say Knocked Up.
Whoa, I didn't even think about that.
Knocked Up.
Yeah. Hey, so those people out in the millennial land, post your favorite comedies over the weekend. Let us know what will be some of your favorite comedies as well that we may have missed. You know. Yep, go ahead, Jesse.
Oh, you can find me at JRob13 on Instagram or on Twitter and JRob_13 on Instagram. So I'm probably going to switch that. fuck it. I don't care.
Wow, he gave up.
And as far as I go, I just want to thank Kevin and Jesse for the opportunity that they allowed me to host a podcast for these 26 episodes.
Wow.
I want to thank JoJo for being a part of this podcast and this process. But we don't know who's going to be hosted, so
this is your resignation.
So tune in next week.
Your contract's not up. You got to finish your contract, man.
I don't know if I'm going
to
be
a year contract.
Hey Jesse, he doesn't know that he signed to the baby contract. I Lil Wayne do. He doesn't know. He don't even know.
So but keep your ears posted, because if not this one, you'll find me on somebody's podcast doing my thing. This is the one of this podcast.
Anybody taking him will get sued.
I'm trying to cut out with a cold.
Shout out to the
I'm
Goonies.
I'm giving a speech. Can I get a cold out? Can you give me that? I want a cold out. So that'll be it. We'll see what happens. This is Those Millennials Podcast. I'm your host, Jarrell. We'll see what happens next week. Thank you for tuning in.